Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name's Greg Horn, and it is March Madness time, and the NCAA basketball tournament is upon us. And as most of you know, if you listen frequently, my relationship with Jesus is most important in my life, but I also really enjoy sports, especially football and basketball. And today we're going to talk with the writer of a wonderful new book about the life of former UK basketball great Jack Gibbons. One of the greatest performances in NCAA basketball tournament history was when Jack scored 41 points in the 1978 NCAA championship game to lead Kentucky over the Duke Blue Devils, and UK became national champions. And I remember watching that as a boy. And join us today as the writer of this book, who helped with Jack Gibbons. His name's Doug Brunk. And Doug, thanks for joining us out in San Diego, California. But you've got some Kentucky roots. Share about those.
I do. Well, thanks for having me on, Greg. Yes, I spent my formative years in Wilmore, Kentucky, from about age 7 to 12. My father was a development officer at Asbury Seminary, so it was during that time I started to develop a passion for UK basketball, and just happened to coincide with some great years with Kevin Greavy's senior year, and wound up before our family left the state, culminated in that 78 national championship you just talked about. So it was I've been a Wildcat fan ever since.
Well, one of the things I love about this book that you wrote called They Call Me Goose, My Life in Kentucky Basketball and Beyond, on top of being a tremendous basketball player, Jack is also a follower of Jesus, and there are stories of his faith journey all throughout the book, and share those so well. And you know, as you shared, you grew up a Wildcat fan, and you've written some other books that I've really enjoyed, Wildcat Memories, Inside Stories from Kentucky Basketball Greats, and 40 Minutes of Glory was another book, Inside the Kentucky Wildcats 1978 championship season. And so you're obviously kind of familiar with UK basketball, but let me ask you, what actually inspired you to work on this book specifically with Jack?
Well, when the COVID pandemic hit, I got an itch to start another book project related to Kentucky basketball, in part to keep me from going down the rabbit hole of worry. And you know, that was an existential time for everybody, you know, not knowing what this virus was going to do and so on. But for me, my sort of outlet was to find a way to keep telling stories, which is what I do for a living. And you know, when it was a tough time watching family and friends get sick, and learning that many friends of mine were losing friends and loved ones to COVID. So it was important for me to kind of grasp onto something that I could work on as a healthy project. So in April of that year, I emailed Jack to see if he'd be interested in collaborating on a memoir. I've known him for about 14 years now, and he is such an iconic figure in Kentucky basketball as the first All-American African-American to wear a Wildcat uniform, and he's also a positive person, a man of faith, and I thought that Big Blue Nation would be interested in his life story. So he replied, the initial email was to thank me, but said he'd need some time to think about it, and I did not hear back from Jack for several weeks, and I kind of viewed this delay as Jack not being interested. I was wrong about that, but one of the people I had talked to about this book idea was Scott Courts, who is one of Jack's teammates from the 77-78 Wildcats. He was one of the big men in there down low, and Scott offered to talk to Jack. So behind the scenes, Scott kind of lobbied him to consider proceeding on this project with me, and one day Jack called to say he'd like to work on this book. So Scott Courts deserves a little assist here, a big assist. And so Jack and I put a book proposal together for the University Press of Kentucky in the early summer of 2020, and we were off and running.
Well, I've been trying to write a book myself over the past year and a half. I tell you, it's a journey, and this book took a while to write too, right?
It did. Almost 3.5 years when you factor in the copy editing involved and collecting all the photos and artwork and getting permissions to use those items. But you know what? There was never a day that I told myself, oh man, what did I get myself into? You know, yeah, it took a lot of time, but to me, you know, looking back, I'm glad we took that time and were asked to go back and add some things about Jack's life that we were encouraged to embellish on from the first version of the book. So it's all good, you know. We began our journey speaking by phone. I'm in San Diego, Jack's in Georgetown, Kentucky, so we talked most every Thursday morning for an hour, sometimes longer, and then and sort of wrote the book as we went along in chronological order with few exceptions. And then as the COVID restrictions began to lift, I traveled back to Lexington a couple times for in-person interviews with him. And what was really important is for me to see where he grew up. The housing project he was raised in has been demolished, but we were able to, some of the neighborhood haunts are still around, as well as Douglas Park, where he played in the Dirt Bowl every summer. And we spent some time at Bryan Station High School. I wanted to see the gym where he played and, you know, the locker room where he and his teammates got fired up before games. And we spent some time in the library there going through old yearbooks and found some just terrific photos, some team photos from his playing days, as well as individual photos of him, you know, pulling down rebounds or passing the ball. So it was a lot of fun, and you know, my role in this process was to listen closely to Jack and try to capture his narrative voice the best I could in every word, paragraph, and chapter, and just kind of wanted to convey the sense of come along with me as I tell you my life story. So that's sort of how we went about it.
Well, it turned out great, the hard work and all the research that you did and walking alongside him, and thankful that he was really willing to open up. And one of the things you talk about early in the book, that about Jack being baptized at the age of 11 at Liberty Baptist Church in Lexington. And I guess I want to ask you the question, Doug, as you spent, you know, 3 years of time with Jack writing this book, how do you think his faith shaped the man that Jack Gibbons has become today?
Well, in the book, he talks about that, how being baptized at that young age helped him to form his thoughts and actions regarding how he treats people and how he wants to be treated, and sort of drove home the importance of loving and cherishing his family in particular and treating everyone he meets with respect. And if you ever run into Jack, even at the grocery store, you know, he's going to take some time to say hey and ask how you are. He's just likes to kind of shine the light on people. And he is named after his Uncle Jack Smith, who was in the Air Force, somebody that Jack looked up to. One of his uncle's favorite sayings was, "It's better to be kind than to be right." And his Uncle Jack was also a man who woke up each day asking God for strength. And, you know, Jack went on to say, or told me, that he does the same every day, you know, asking the Lord for strength to get through the day. And one of the chief reasons Jack agreed to work with me on this book was he wanted to spotlight people like his uncle, his siblings, and his current family, his wife and children and four grandkids, just to honor them and to give them thanks. His father was not around. Jack's father was not around when he was a boy, so it fell to his mom and older sisters and brothers to raise him. And there was a couple in the neighborhood who would give Jack and his siblings a ride to Liberty Baptist Church every Sunday. And the lead pastor there at Liberty Baptist was Reverend Albert B. Lee, father of Jack's future UK teammate, James Lee. So Jack and James go way back. And Reverend Lee was like a father figure to Jack. So faith played a huge role in Jack's formative years in that way, just growing up in an environment where, you know, to have a neighborhood couple in the neighborhood, make sure you got to church on Sunday, because most of the time Jack's mom was working to keep food on the table for the family. It's just an inspiring story. People really looked out for him as a young boy.
Yeah, there were just some great stories. As in, I have a friend that says that God's a God of details, and just the people that Jack went back and recognized and just played a part of his life as a child and, you know, as a young adult. And then as he became adult, like all of us, you know, he's made wise decisions, but he also made some unwise ones. And one of them, he got in some financial difficulties. And
yep.
I've been there before, and yet I loved how his faith helped to carry him through that. And then when he climbed out of that and was back on his feet throughout that time, something happened. I loved how he would say, you know, I knew this wasn't a coincidence. This was a blessing from God. So his faith really has carried him through, just like all of us, through some really challenging seasons of life. Did you find that as you wrote the book with him?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and I think one of the key take-homes from this book is that no matter how hard life gets, there is hope because of your faith. And the idea of turning that sort of the sentiment of, why is this happening to me, when, you know, you name it happens, whether it's a, you know, tough medical diagnosis or financial struggle, it's such, sort of turn that into, what is this trying to teach me instead? You know, it's a moment where we can grow in times of challenge like that. And, you know, one of the mentors in my life likes to say that we all live under a veil, and we look up in the sky and we know that turbulence is ahead. Maybe it's a, you know, death of a spouse or loved one, or personal health struggle. And as you said, Greg, no one is immune from setbacks, heartache, and challenges. And Jack talks about that with an open heart, his own challenges. But I think a key lesson is that the, you know, challenges in life are not so much about what happens, not about the circumstances themselves, but how you respond to those circumstances. You know, we have a choice, and, you know, Jack chooses to lean in, you know, on his Christian faith and the support of his family to sustain him through those, you know, turbulent times that are going to come our way, whether we want them to or not.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I really, really want to encourage you to get a copy of this book. We've been talking with Doug Brunk, who helped to write this wonderful book with Jack Gibbons. It's called They Call Me Goose, My Life in Kentucky Basketball and Beyond, the story about the life of Jack Gibbons. So I hope you'll get a copy of this. It's available all the different places that you love to get books, Amazon, etc. Check it out. They Call Me Goose, the story of Jack Gibbons. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.